ஹலோ எவ்ரிவன், ஐ எம் டாக்டர் ரவி கிருபானந்தன், கன்சல்டன்ட் ஆர்த்தோபெடிக் சர்ஜன், காவேரி ஹாஸ்பிட்டல், வடபழனி. டுடே காமன்லி த பேஷண்ட்ஸ் ஓ கம்மிங் இன் டு மை கிளினிக் ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங், ஐ எம் யங், ஐ ஜஸ்ட் ஜாயின்ட் அ கார்பரேட் அண்ட் ஐ எம் ட்ரைங் டு பி ஆக்டிவ் பட் மை நீ இஸ் ட்ரபிளிங். ஸோ திஸ் காமன் க்வெஸ்டின் கேன் பி டெல்ட் வித் இன் த்ரீ டிஃப்ரெண்ட் வேஸ். யங் ஆக்டிவ் மேல் ஆர் அ ஃபீமேல் ஹூ ஜஸ்ட் ஜாயின்ட் அ கார்பரேட் வாண்டட் டு ப்ரூவ் சம்திங் and in the top of this busy schedule they will try to do activities within their available limited time. Some people might join a gym and start doing aerobics, squats kind of exercises. Some people will try to do more amount of stair climbing within the 10 story building up and down as a part of exercise. Some people will try to do marathon running. So these all three are intentionally very good. So they are trying to be active within the part of their busy schedule. That's good. But if you look at it, a female who is having a BMI of slightly higher than 25 or slightly more than 30, who wanted to do weight reduction and being active as well, when they join the gym, the first exercises unfortunately being taught is do a squatting exercise, which means doing a half squat or a full squat, maybe 50 times or 100 times, in a way which will give you a sense of well-being and sense of good exercise attitude. But if you look at your kneecap, which is the one which is good getting into the maximum amount of trouble or maximum amount of forces. So if you think carefully, squatting exercise is the first one you will be taught in the gym, which is not at all good. So the maximum number of squats you can do per day is probably 1 to 3. Very clear, 1 to 3. If you do more than 3 squats exercises in a day as a part of daily routine, you will damage the knee ultimately. So the first advice to almost everyone who is joining the gym is to do more amount of cardio exercises, is probably a gentle walking of 0 to 4 kilometers per hour in a treadmill without any inclination. Number two, they can do ellipticals, they can do exercise cyclings. These are the best cardio exercises for somebody who's just joined or wanted to become an active from a very sedentary life. Number two, climbing the stairs up and down again without doing any other cardio exercises than just climbing exercises can damage your knee. Very, very important for people to understand, climbing up and down as a part of daily routine other than doing anything else is not at all a good idea. Number three, marathon running. So in a corporate world, when they join into a corporate which has thousands of workers, the corporate will organize marathon running, which is good. To improve the fitness, understanding the effect of being sedentary life, which also gives a sense of satisfaction once you complete it along with your friends and colleagues as a part of enjoyment and fitness, which is good. The intention is very good. But if you think carefully, your body has been idle for the last maybe 3 to 6 months time and you booked a marathon running and you are just practicing maybe 4 or 5 days, getting all the t-shirts, shorts, badges, wristbands, water bottles, good shoes, very expensive shoes, socks, everything, and you're running with your friends at a speed of probably 10 kilometers or maybe 7 kilometers per hour for about 12 kilometers or 10 kilometers or 5 kilometers, it doesn't matter. But to think about your body, particularly your knee and your foot joints. A sedentary joint cannot be loaded in just in a single day with such a big intention of forces, joint reactions, sprains of the ligaments, knee injuries, even stress injuries can happen. So should I run a marathon or not? You should run a marathon, that's good, provided you do the following steps. Number one, you should first do walking exercises with the proper shoes so that you slowly train and recuperate your sedentary body into a slightly higher metabolic rate, which means you should be walking at least 1 kilometer for the first week, 1 to 3 kilometers for the next 2 weeks, and probably 5 kilometers for the next 1 month. So the first month, you are probably doing stretching exercises and walking only. Number two, after the month, you start with more of jogging 50% and walking 50%, 1 month. So once you complete this 2 months daily without any interruption, any for example, breaking a week will bring back to your body's physiology to the back to the same level. So do again. Walking followed by walking and jogging 50%. In the third month only you are starting to run, and the running will be only 20%. So if you're running, if you're doing an exercise for 1 hour, you're probably running for 20 minutes and 20 minutes of walking, 20 minutes of jogging. So am I clear? So the marathon running is good provided you do this at least, I'm telling you, an extend a short pathway of getting yourself fit for a marathon. If you're going to run a 10K run, you should be training your body for at least 3 months before running. Okay?